My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
My name's Connor.
My name is Carson.
You are listening to our PAPL on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 40 years of experience in the financial industry, Mike provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, and welcome to Retirement Talk. Today, we're going to be looking at a Kiplinger article, and we're going to be talking about preserving your retirement savings. Most people head into retirement with a list of personal goals like travel, wanting to spend more time with their favorite hobbies, certainly more time with family, and occasionally sleeping in and catching up on all those missed naps over their career. And while maintaining a list of personal goals, you know, that is an important part of a financial strategy. You know, retirement still comes with nuts and bolts tasks that we all have to grapple with. And perhaps the most important shopkeeping task during retirement, though, is doing as much as one can to preserve our retirement savings. You know, after all, none of us can be sure how long we're going to live. It's not unreasonable to think that we should prepare for retirement into our 90s. Wouldn't that be nice to prepare for that occasion? And just in case, we need to have our strategies in place. And that means your retirement savings and your other assets need to be substantial enough to see you through a potentially long retirement, and your strategies to maximize income while avoiding unnecessary taxes and costly mistakes. You know, you've got to make that a priority as you approach retirement. And during today's show, we are going to discuss some steps you may be able to take to preserve your retirement savings and your assets with the goal of not running out of money during your retirement years. And to help us work through today's material, let me bring in our co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. Tony, welcome to Retirement Talk today.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Great to be here. I'm excited about the show today. I can't think of many things that are, you know, worse than not being able to preserve our retirement savings. That's for sure. I'm looking forward to this discussion, you know, so let's jump right into it today, Mike. I know you have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do, Tony, and hopefully we make it through all of the material. We're looking at a Kiplinger article today. The title is Five Tax Strategies to Preserve Your Retirement Savings. I think it's a great jumping off point for what we want to convey today. This Kiplinger article first notes that you should max out your retirement and health savings contributions. And you want to ensure that you're taking full advantage of the contribution limits for both retirement accounts and also any health savings accounts or HSAs that you may have available. You know, these are foundational pieces to many tax strategies. You want to double check and make sure that you're contributing at the limit. You know, these plans have caps each year on contribution amounts. You know, plans like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, those types of things. And you want to make sure that you're contributing up to the cap for each of those. And doing so, we believe, can both help increase your retirement savings, but they can also serve as a buffer against some current income taxes, because those contributions do help reduce current year income tax. You know, HSAs or health savings accounts, as we said, you know, they permit you to defer taxes on that contribution. And at the same time, you're putting money aside that can help you pay for future healthcare costs, future expenses that you may incur. And you're allowed to contribute catch-up contributions if you're between ages 55 and 65. So not just the original contribution limit, but also the potential for a catch-up contribution. You may be able to keep making those contributions as well past age 65, subject to a couple of stipulations. If you're still employed, haven't signed up for Medicare, and you're not receiving Social Security. So, you know, these amounts, the limits change from year to year. So you know, make sure that you speak with your financial services professional, check with your tax preparer, your CPA, and make sure that you understand how much you can contribute and take full advantage of what's available to you.
Well, for sure. And I know HSAs can provide a lot of flexibility. If you have an HSA and you're unsure whether you're getting everything out of it you can, or understand the ways you can use that and maximize it, again, reach out to a professional like yourself, Mike. And I want to say the HSA is unique in the IRS tax code, right? I mean, like you say, it's the only account designation that allows you to put money in tax-free, it grows tax-free, and you can take it out tax-free.
Yeah, right? It's knowing the tools that are available,
yeah,
and using them, you know, for maximize the use of these accounts that are available. Yeah. So sure, yeah, HSAs are an important part of the overall planning. Unfortunately, we have to do the work to understand these. It does take a little effort. So yes, I would encourage everyone to take advantage of that financial tool. All right, this Kiplinger article next suggests making Roth contributions and potentially making Roth conversions. I want to remind everybody there's a difference between a Roth contribution and a Roth conversion. But doing so, can potentially have some tax consequences. You want to make sure that you understand these. And you want to keep in mind the tax laws that are in place right now. Some are potentially expiring at the end of 2025. So you have to take this big picture approach into place. But yes, Roth conversions and Roth contributions can be a big part of your plan. Post-tax retirement contributions into a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k, as we're saying, could be an excellent way to help save for retirement. You know, if you have the means, if you have the extra dollars, you might consider maxing out these contributions while you're still working. I think that can be a smart play. Now, we talk a lot here on Retirement Talk about the potential for higher taxes because of the government debt and deficit and unfunded liabilities. And we're getting a lot more discussion on the news shows these days, you know, about government spending and the debt that's accumulated. So contributing to and building account balances that are tax favored or even tax free whenever you take the income out, that can be a really important part of your overall retirement strategy. Now, Roth IRAs, as we know, are potentially a way to preserve some of your assets from taxes, as we're saying. But they can also provide some benefit before you are retired. For example, the tax cuts that were part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or known as the Trump tax cuts, you know, that was signed into law in 2017. And those are slated to expire at the end of 2025 unless Congress acts. So if you want to use some of these tools, you have to use them within the window, you know, before tax laws potentially change. Converting all or a portion of your traditional IRAs to a Roth, you know, that might allow you to pay taxes at today's rates. You know, when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act it expires, tax rates will revert back to what they were in 2017. So you have this window available right now. You might want to consider making these conversions, paying the tax now before that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act potentially expires. But it helps to position you so that you receive tax-free income on the other end, you know, tax-free growth on that money between now and then. And so Roth conversions, I think, can be a particularly effective technique, you know, even if you're already retired and if you're on a modest income. So be aware that Roths and Roth conversions, though they're not going to be a good fit for everyone. You know, if it's likely that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire than you are now, it may be to your best interest, you know, not to utilize those accounts. You know, stick with traditional 401ks and IRAs, but don't just take it for granted that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. We've talked over the last 4 years or so many times about, you know, people just believing they're going to be in a lower tax bracket, and then something happens and it changes. We've talked about the difference in tax rates for single versus the tax rates married filing jointly. We've talked about the impact of inherited IRAs, and all those things can change your tax bracket for retirement. So you have to look forward and consider what the picture might truly look like. Just don't anticipate that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket because you're not working. So again, get all of your information. Make sure you understand the big picture impact before you make a Roth contribution, especially if you're considering a Roth conversion and looking at paying taxes. You want to know how it impacts the big picture, Tony.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike, you always say, just because a Roth or a Roth conversion is the right move for someone else, the guy across the street, that doesn't mean it's the right move for you. I mean, every financial strategy is unique, right?
I would say amen to that, Tony. You know, every household is unique, and you have to make your decisions based on what's going on financially within your household and any other unique situations that might be present within your family structure. At this Kiplinger article, it next suggests deferring distributions from your retirement accounts, including Social Security, until you hit the related age limits. You know, it might be a smart strategy to save enough money in taxable accounts while you're still on the job so that you can delay withdrawing from various pre-tax accounts, as we've talked about, until the required date to make those distributions. You know, RMD currently is age 73. But how do you go from the day you retire until the date that you're required to make those distributions? Important consideration. You know, if you're in good health, you may want to hold off on filing for Social Security until you are at least your full retirement age. And that's currently age 67 for anyone born in 1960 or later. You want to know what your full retirement age is according to Social Security. Mine is age 66 and 10 months. And at that point, that means that you or I would get our full retirement amount benefit from Social Security. And if you retire prior to your full retirement age and you start Social Security, your monthly benefit, it's going to be lower. And it's going to be lower permanently, except for the annual cost of living adjustments. And, you know, those aren't guaranteed. We've had years where there's been no cost of living adjustment or very small ones. But you'll have received your income for more years, obviously, if you take it early, and you need to, consider, the trade-offs there. Now, if you wait until you're 70 to begin taking your Social Security, your monthly benefit will have increased by 24% over your full retirement age, according to Kiplinger. Now, after you turn 70, there's no longer an incentive to continue to defer. Now, that 24%, that's the increase from age 60 to age 70. And I like to encourage, people that we're working with to look at that Social Security account, maybe with, defining it as an asset, not just its Social Security, but as an asset. And when I'm looking at, the accounts that I hold or that the clients hold, one of the things I want to consider and ask is, do I have any other asset that's guaranteed to go up 24% between ages 67 and 70? And when I'm looking at plotting my distribution, activities, where I'm going to take funds from. You know, I want to make sure that I'm not taking it from an account that's got that kind of guaranteed to increase in. Now, obviously, there are several other considerations. You can't make the decision just based on, well, it's going to be 24% more if I wait. Again, what are your needs in your household? A lot of considerations there. And again, we just want to make sure that you make all your decisions based on what's right for you and do it with a comprehensive overall look. I want to take just a pause here and give you a little information. We have set two dates for our dinner seminars. March the 25th, we'll be at the Huntingburg Event Center. The Schnitzelbach will be catering. And on March the 27th, we'll be at the Schnitzelbach. Both of those meetings start at 6 p.m. And I'll talk for about an hour, and then we'll have dinner, have a time for questions and answers. If you want to attend either of those events, again, March 25th at the Huntingburg Event Center or March 27th at the Schnitzelbach, you need to call me right away at 812-787-0809. Our events tend to fill up, and sometimes we have a waiting list. Again, March the 25th, Huntingburg Event Center, March 27th, the Schnitzelbach. We'll be talking about many of the issues that we discuss here on Retirement Talk, plus a lot more, and we'll answer your questions again to make your reservation. 812-787-0809. And a reminder to go to our website, Compass Retirement Advisors LLC.com. A lot of good information there. And you can always check on the top right, click on the radio tab and listen to all of our past shows. And again, I would encourage you, you know, most people have questions, one or two, about their retirement. Don't put it off any longer. Call me and let me answer your questions. Maybe you're interested in a no obligation second opinion on the plans you have in place. Again, my number is 812-787-0809. I hope that you'll give us a call this week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that's really important for people to understand this. You've given us a lot to think about, especially the importance of maximizing both your retirement and health savings contributions, making those Roth contributions, looking at the potential that they can make before certain tax cuts are slated to end at the end of this year, and deferring withdrawals from your retirement. You talked about that, maybe delaying Social Security until you hit your full retirement age or 70, depending on what your personal situation is. So a lot covered there. What do you have for us next?
Well, again, we're looking at a Kiplinger article, 5 Tax Strategies to Preserve Your Retirement Savings, and it's filled with good information. The next strategy that they outline that may help you preserve more of your retirement savings is the topic of charitable gifts. And you could make charitable gifts with appreciated stock, or you could make gifts of qualified charitable distributions, you know, from a qualified plan. Those are commonly referred to as QCDs. And this article explains that charitable donations may provide you with a significant tax benefit and at the same time position you, obviously, to support that cause that's near and dear to your heart, you know, organizations that are important to you, maybe organizations where you volunteer. And when you're working with your financial services professional or your tax preparer, you know, you can combine meaningful philanthropy as part of a tax and retirement income strategy and help create a really nice, I think, and long-lasting overall financial strategy. You know, the whole goal is to potentially maximize your retirement. And this area of charitable gifting can play a big role there. You know, it may help you reduce taxable income and provide you with additional benefits even after your prime earning years have concluded. You may be able to make a contribution and receive an immediate deduction. And you might consider making these contributions, again, to a preferred charity organization by using a donor-advised fund. So donor-advised funds. And you might also consider gifts in kind of appreciated shares. And finally, you can also make qualified charitable distributions direct from your IRA to that organization that you really, you know, want to help. Now, there's some qualifications, some stipulations to be able to do that. IRA owners must be at least age 70 and a half. Now, beginning at age 72 or 73, if you've turned 72 after December 31st, you could also use qualified charitable distributions from IRAs to offset or to reduce the taxability of your required minimum distributions or RMDs. Now, we often find people who are in a position where they have to take a distribution from that tax-deferred plan, again, like the IRA. They don't really need the income. They have to take the distribution. The distribution is taxable. So you may consider making distributions to the qualified charity, qualified organization, and that can help offset that tax on that RMD, Tony. That's a nice planning tool, one that I think can help a lot of people. But frankly, when we are discussing this concept with people, doesn't seem to be that the public is well informed. So it's one of the things that we've talked about several times here on Retirement Talk, and I wanted to point it out again here today.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. Now, we're almost out of time. We've got time for a little bit more here. This is something that definitely warrants a more detailed conversation with a financial services professional like yourself.
Well, we do, Tony. We think you know, we only get one chance to get our retirement right. I will say that the fifth strategy here in the article is to make sure you have enough liquidity that you can put your hands on maybe between the time you retire and when you want to start the other distributions. Again, this is a Kiplinger article that we've been reviewing today, Five Tax Strategies to Preserve Your Retirement Savings. And you can go to your website and pull it up and read more. We do appreciate all of our listeners tuning in today. If you have questions about your retirement, call me at 812-787-0809. And remember, if you're interested in attending one of our dinner seminars, you can call me and make your reservation. The dates are March the 25th. We'll be at the Huntingburg Event Center, and March the 27th at the Schnitzelbach. Both events start at 6 p.m. Reservations are required. Again, my number is 812-787-0809, and we hope you'll reach out and look forward to meeting you at one of those events. Thank you for being with us today. Join us here again next week. We'll have another important topic designed to help you prepare for your retirement. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. And again, thank you, listeners. That does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided through Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop, Inc., and Creative One Wealth are unaffiliated entities. Neither Mike Graber or Compass Retirement Advisors LLC are affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided for illustrative purposes only. They do not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investment involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Products and feature may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives. Canada's prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information. Mike Graber is a licensed insurance professional.